I'm Rosemary Hassenlop, founder of Project Management Perspectives and facilitator of an audio series by key project management professionals on what business leaders must understand about accelerating execution of strategy through project work. Today I'm here with Raju Rao, and he is a senior project management professional based in India. His main area of work relates to consulting, education, and training in project management. He's been involved in development of many standards within Project Management Institute, that's PMI, and his area of research includes the link between strategy and projects. The project management industry is facing a lot of challenges. One of them is actually showing that we project managers actually deliver benefits. The project management industry is facing challenges. One of them is showing that we actually deliver benefits to the business. So today I'm going to be talking with Raju about how do you align project work with the strategic vision. Raju, what's the story behind this topic? What's your interest?
I have come across plenty of examples where strategic vision is effectively translated into action, whereas in some other cases it's not. Now, if we take some examples from India itself, there have been a number of instances where they have been successful. For example, Operation Flood, which deals with the milk revolution, the telecom revolution, which is somewhat recent, and the internet reservation system of the railways. However, if you find some other examples, there are some other examples where there have been some failures. For example, the a major political party, the BJP, the Bharatiya Janata Party, in one of the elections, we had a slogan called Shining India, which was, it went off very well. The slogan and the motto went off very well with a lot of people, because at that time, India was doing very well. But however, they did not win the election on that plank, because at the grassroots level, they found that the people were looking at things differently. They were looking for different things. So this is where some of the examples, this is one example where you had a strategy, but you could not convert it into action. So I've been curious, and I've been trying to research on trying to find out what works and what does not work in converting strategy into action in organizations.
Your subject on how to align project work with strategic vision is very important for us. So what are some solutions or observations about the industry that you can share with us today?
Very interesting examples is we can take is from the geese. The example from geese have been quoted in many of the literature, and they have always been talking about it as teamwork, leadership, and business alignment. As these are some of the things that we can learn from them. However, if you look at organizations, they find it pretty difficult to follow all these. And what could be the reasons here? One of the reasons is that compared to animals and birds, the human beings are made up of differently. For example, they have a lot of emotions coming in the picture, and when they want to work, they have to factor that in. In addition to this, they also, the organizations that human beings are dealing with are very complex. Complex in terms of change, in terms of what happens outside their own environment, in terms of the government, the markets, the physical environment, and so on. So while it's probably very easy for the geese, it becomes a lot more difficult for the organizations, right? However, they have some of the principles that you can learn from them. They could be leadership, portfolio management, and goal-oriented behavior.
That's a great point. That when there's emotion involved, it's actually very difficult to start to align strategy and all of the things that we need to do in project environments. So how can organizational project management help us in this area?
We also have another new way of looking at it, which is called organizational project management, or OPM for short, which has been gaining ground in the last couple of years. This could help in aligning projects and strategy. One of the basis for this is trying to understand the relationship between what we call as PPP, or projects, programs, and portfolio. And this particular concept at the interrelationship between them and the cascading effect between one and the other is not only being well accepted by many standards of project management, for example, the PMI standard, but also by a lot of other organizations, bodies, you know, companies like PM Solutions or PM Boulevard also talk about the relationship between organizations, projects, and between projects, programs, and portfolio, right? And therefore, this could be one of the ways by which one could use to align projects with strategy. And what is happening today in the real world, this has not been effectively implemented so well, probably because it's not understood so well. So this is one area where we can work on to make sure that the concept of OPM is implemented in a better way and more clear way.
I can't agree with you more. What else can make projects successful?
Apart from these two main areas, we also have the point that unless you have commitment, culture, and communication, what we call as the three C's, unless you have these three aspects, you find it very difficult to make sure that whatever you have as a vision, as a strategic vision, really, really gets done. So commitment from senior managers, examples by research examples have shown that unless you have senior management commitment for organizations, projects don't succeed. This has been given since by the Standish Group. Another point is the culture part. Culture by work, by culture we mean, we're talking about the work culture with respect to geography, with respect to their organization, between the ability to get things done. The work culture is also important. In some organizations, it's very easy to get things done. In some, for example, there could be a problem of bureaucracy. So that could be an issue in getting things done. So that's the culture part. And the third part is the communication. The strategic vision has to be communicated in its real sense, right down up to the most bottom level. The way it is done and the way stopped. The third part is communication. The way you can communicate from the top to the bottom is very important in order to understand how to convert the strategy into action. So there are some who are able to do it very well, and therefore this becomes an important area. And usually larger the organization, the more difficult it is to do it to happen also.
I've appreciated being able to talk to you today because I agree that enterprises do not convert strategy into action. And the project management industry has been coming up with a thought organizational project management that's a way to help align strategy and projects. Raju has also said that basically we can look at our projects, programs, and portfolio on an ascending basis to figure out how we can optimize the linkages between those three, but also make sure that those three are linked to the strategic vision. So he definitely has decades of experience that allow him to speak very well on this subject. Raju, how can you be contacted?
You can log into the website that I mentioned. That is www.extraplus.co.in, and you would find the links to my company, and I could be contacted through that website or through my email address, which is rao.raju@gmail.com, rao.raju@gmail.com.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Rosemary. It's been a pleasure talking to you.